Hi there, it's Matt Frew recording a little reflective boo for the Live Sites project that myself, Dave McGilvery and Jane Jones have been working on. I'm just really reflecting on things that Dave and I had spoken about over the last wee while. One of the interesting things that we were discussing was how the production of Live Sites and how they've taken over or territorialised civic spaces, be it a park or a beach, or just a piece of common land that we saw, for example, at Potter's Field. What we're really looking at is a process very similar to the old Enclosures Act. Now, the Enclosures Acts in the 1800s and the General One in 1845, these were just a way of really driving forward consumer capitalism, because once you have enclosed and therefore partitioned space, it then becomes owned to become a place of privatised place. And having contained and controlled it, then you can now commodify that place, if you like, in whatever you put in it. So just really like the past, where common land was taken over predominantly by the elites, surprise, surprise, and it becomes contained, then what we do is we now can ascribe a notion of value within that particular place. Now, obviously, we can put things such as factories or build organisations on it. It doesn't even matter if it's whether from a hotel to a hospital. Ultimately, what you do is we now can create or construct notions of value within that particular, you know, space. Now, obviously, we've seen this with happening with the live sites, which were, you know, civic spaces, be it a park such as Victoria Park or, you know, a beach even such as we saw at Weymouth in Portland. Now, these become, you know, cordoned off, if you like. They become corridors to push people or consumers, if you like, through, who, once they enter in, they then, you know, participate in modes of consumption. So fundamentally, once we've actually got a space that is enclosed, or we should say just, you know, partitioned, cordoned off, we can now ascribe notions of value within it, whether it's with, you know, buying particular, you know, brand goods or food or drink or engage in particular activities. But most importantly, when this gets its ethical, legal sanction through the institutional apparatus, whether it be from governments or for, you know, the legal system, or as we clearly see within the IOC and how they ask nation states and cityscapes to bid for particular games, you know, they demand that certain things are put in there, and now they demand that live sites are part of that bid. So really, in essence, what they're saying is the IOC, by driving these in the bidding process, or and how governments push policies to try and attract these types of events, you're held to ransom a little bit. And not only you're held to ransom, but basically the civic community, the citizens, if you like, or these common spaces that were open to all and everyone, are actually now given over, if you like, to these, you know, corporate machines. And they take over these spaces, they re-territorialise them, they construct notions of value within them. And once they've constructed those notions of value, then we as the citizens, we now shift from being a citizen to being a consumer, or we're almost compelled, with no option, but to become a consumer. And if you'd heard some of the little chats that we've been putting forward with the booze, you would see that, you know, this notion of how you're compelled to become consumers within these, you know, previously or a few days or a few weeks earlier, were just, you know, spaces for people to walk down, be it a beach, as I say, or a park, or just a local field, or a piece of grass, such as we see at Potter's Field. And of course, a further reflection on that is once, obviously, you have actually enclosed a space, it has become, you know, segregated, partitioned off, it has become contained and controlled and therefore commodified, then you get the actual partitioning of person, if you like, or the construction of person. We get the security person to secure that space. We have the medical people who come in. We have the people who, you know, buy and sell goods. We have, obviously, the management of a whole, you know, ranking and partitioning of person, which just classically reflects how live sites have become an extension of this discursive logic of enclosure that we saw way back in the day, you know, at the times of enclosure. Anyway, I'm sure that we'll return to these things in the future. So just a little thing to ponder as we move to the end of this, you know, Olympic Games.